KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with the Check of Sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you here this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Now taking a look at sports here on KJAN. Taking a look back at last night, quarterfinal football action in the Iowa High School football playoffs. And here are some scores from around the state. Starting off in eight-man football last night, it was Glenn Ralston beating up on East Mills, 42-6 the final there. As the Wildcats move on, Don Bosco beat Central Elkader 80-32. MMC was a 21-14 winner over West Bend Mallard, and Newell Fonda beat Colonesco 49-0. In Class A quarterfinal play, Akron Westfield over West Sioux 45-34. Denver beat Bishop Garrigan 22-0. Gladbrook Rhinebeck over BGM 24-10. And Mount Air beat Linville Sully 34-15 last night. In Class 1A, it was Dyke New Hartford over St. Ansgar 28-14. Iowa City Regina beat West Branch 35-28. Van Meter over South Central Calhoun 28-26. Western Christian over Hinton 14-7. In Class 2A quarterfinal play, Albia beat South Tama 17-6. Mount Vernon 33-20 over Anamosa. North Fayette Valley beat Waukon 24-20. Spirit Lake over Central Lyon 35-13. Norwalk beat Dallas Center Grimes in Class 3A 19-14. Other 3A scores include Pella over Davenport Assumption 49-28. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Webster City 55-35. West Delaware beat Decorah 21-10. And in Class 4A, Bettendorf beat Iowa City High 31-7. Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Cedar Rapids Washington 21-7. And Dowling Catholic beat up on Lewis Central 43-0. And West Des Moines Valley was a 20-17 winner over Johnston. Those are your scores from quarterfinal playoff football last night. All those winning teams now will play in the semifinals at the Unidome in Cedar Falls next week. The girls' state swimming and diving meet is being held this weekend in Marshalltown at the YMCA-YWCA. And this afternoon, the swimming competition will get underway. Some local qualifiers include in the 200 freestyle, Zoe Pulaski of Lewis Central qualified 24th. In the 50 freestyle, a seventh qualifier was Mackenzie Leahy of Lewis Central, and qualifying 14th was Michaela Kicklin of Atlantic. In the 100 freestyle, Mackenzie Leahy of Lewis Central was qualified 2nd. Michaela Kicklin of Atlantic qualified 15th. In the 500 freestyle, Zoe Pulaski of Lewis Central was a 12th place qualifier. In the 200 freestyle relay, the team from Atlantic qualified 7th with the team of McKenna Ewalt, Abby Brown, Madeline Kicklin, and Michaela Kicklin. And 24th qualifying was Lewis Central, Mackenzie Leahy, Nicole Gokenauer, Abby Bruck, and Zoe Pulaski on that squad. And in the 400 freestyle relay, the team from Atlantic qualifying 14th, that's McKenna Ewalt, Madeline Kicklin, Cambry Miller, and Michaela Kicklin. And qualifying 15th, Lewis Central, Zoe Pulaski, Abby Bruck, Rebecca Wise, and Mackenzie Leahy there on that team. Once again, those swimming competitions finals will get underway later on here this afternoon in Marshalltown. In college football, the ninth-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes put their unbeaten record on the line with a visit to Indiana. The Hoosiers are still looking for their first Big Ten win, but quarterback Nate Sudfeld and the Hoosier offense are averaging 33 points per game.
You can make all the throws that you have to make, and does a really good job at that. And then they've got a good running team. With a lot of times you play teams that are kind of one-dimensional, but they're hardly that. They're doing a really nice job. And again, I'd go back to their offensive line. I think they're really well coached. They do a good job, and that gives them a chance to operate professionally, run and pass.
That's Hawkeye coach Kirk Ferentz. Iowa's 8-0, and much of the reason is the Hawks have been dominating the line of scrimmage.
These guys are, they move a lot. They've got a lot of different looks and things that they'll throw at you, so we're going to have to really be on top of our game. And they're big and physical inside, too. Their whole front seven, especially their inside five guys, are big physical guys. And it's the same way flipping around. Our defensive line's got their work cut out because this is a very well-coached, and they're a physical group, too, big good-sized guys.
Iowa beat Indiana 45-29 a year ago, but the Hoosiers rolled up 314 yards of rushing.
It's hard to be a good defensive football team when you give up a lot of big plays, and this game is the poster child for that. That story, we gave up, I think it's 7 or 8 of them, where if you do the yardage on that, it's significant. So, and if you give up 300 yards rushing, which we did, and we own it, they earned it, we own it. So when you give up that many yards on the ground, it's going to be tough to win ball games.
Iowa's 4-4 overall and 0-4, Indiana's 4-4 overall and 0-4 in the Big Ten coming into that game. And we'll have that one for you here this afternoon, 12:30 the pregame, 2:30 kickoff. Gary Dolphin, Ed Podolak, and the crew will bring you the broadcast here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. Iowa State is on the road in Big 12 play to play 14th-ranked Oklahoma. The Cyclone defense shut out Texas a week ago, but Coach Paul Rhodes says the Sooners offer a different challenge.
Oklahoma provides great challenges in that their effectiveness to run the football right now is a really great complement to their play-action passing game.
Rhodes says the Oklahoma run game sets up their play-action passes.
We all know that Baker Mayfield can throw it and Shepard can catch it, and so can a whole host of other receivers that they have on that team. But you got to control the run, stop it if you're able to win football games. If you're going to do that, okay, they're going to have opportunities with the play-action passing game.
Freshman running back Mike Warren and new starting quarterback Joel Lanning were a tough combination against Texas. Rhodes says that must continue against the Sooners.
We've got to work hard to establish the run game, and Mike is obviously the big piece of that as far as carrying it goes. We got a piece of our play-action pass that becomes quickly improved if we're able to get that accomplished. But if we can't run the ball and we get forced into a passing game against this defense, we'll be in trouble.
Iowa State is 2-3 in the Big 12 and 3-5 overall coming into that game. That's a 6 o'clock kickoff tonight in Norman. In Major League Baseball, the Cardinals have made a $15.8 million qualifying offers to outfielder Jason Hayward and pitcher John Lackey, free agents who are instrumental on the NL Central title team. If each signs elsewhere, St. Louis would receive an extra pick after the first round of June's amateur draft. The players have until November 13th to accept offers. In the NBA last night, it was Orlando over Toronto 92-87. The Lakers beat Brooklyn 104-98. Milwaukee over New York 99-92. Cleveland beat Philadelphia 108-102. It was Boston over Washington 118-98. Atlanta beat New Orleans 121-115. Indiana 90-87 over Miami. Also, Detroit beat Phoenix 100-92. Golden State 119-104 over Denver. And Houston beat Sacramento 116-110. In the National Hockey League, it was New Jersey beating Chicago 4-2. Dallas 4-1 over Carolina. Detroit went to overtime to beat Toronto 2-1. Rangers beat Colorado 2-1. It was Pittsburgh over Edmonton 2-1. And Anaheim 4-2 over Columbus. And in some other notes from Major League Baseball as well, the Washington Nationals have made qualifying offers to pitcher Jordan Zimmerman and shortstop Ian Desmond. The Mets have given second baseman Daniel Murphy a qualifying offer as well. The White Sox extended a qualifying offer to right-hander Jeff Samardzija. The Chicago Cubs have extended a qualifying offer to center fielder Dexter Fowler, who shook off a slow start to help the team win 97 games and reach the NL Championship Series. And free agent right-hander Yovani Gallardo has been extended a qualifying offer by the AL West champion Texas Rangers. Texas did not make a qualifying offer to free agent Colby Lewis, but can still negotiate with the right-hander. And last night in college football play, the 23rd-ranked Temple Owls are 8-1 after P.J. Walker threw for 4 touchdowns and ran for another in a 60-40 shootout win at SMU. Yeager Gardner had 0 yards rushing this season until he reeled off the longest run in Temple history, a 94-yard scoring burst. Gardner finished with 110 yards on 6 carries to help the Owls rebound from last Saturday's agonizing loss to Notre Dame. That's a look at the latest sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.